Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing and finishing off the first parak of Maseches Beitza with parak Aleph Mishnah Yod, and then we're going to start the second parak of Maseches Beitza with parak Beis Mishnah Aleph. Parak Aleph Mishnah Yod is going to discuss some more items that Beis Hillel allows a person to send as gifts on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Mishalchin Kalim, Bein Tfurin, Bein She'enon Tfurin, you can send clothing, whether they are pieces of material that are sewn together and can be worn as clothing, or whether they're pieces of material that are not yet sewn together and they can't be used as clothing, but they can be used to cover oneself up, to keep oneself warm. Says the Mishnah, V'afal pi sheyesh bahen kilayim, sending these items is allowed even if they contain kilayim, a mixture of wool and linen. They are shatnez, which may not be worn on clothing or even used as any sort of blankets. However, this is true only if the item is made of stiff material that provides no warmth, and therefore sitting or lying on it is not forbidden under the halachas of shatnez, as we learned a little bit in Maseches Kilayim. Vehein letzora chamoed. And all these items may only be sent as gifts because they are fit to be served, a need to serve a need on Yom Tov. That the finished clothes can be worn on Yom Tov, unfinished clothes can be used as covers, and stiff shatnez material can be used to lie or to sit upon. However, certainly clothes or anything else that cannot be used on Yom Tov may not be sent as a gift on Yom Tov because it does not fulfill a tzorech, a need of Yom Tov. This is the principle that in general, whenever you give a gift to someone on Yontif, you have to make sure that it's something they can actually use on Yontif itself. The Mishnah is going to continue by listing two items that may not be sent as gifts, even according to Beis Hillel. Avalo sandal hamesumar. You can't send these nailed sandals because wearing them is not allowed on Yontif. The Chachamim in the Mishnah, the Mishnah, Maseches Shabbos, describes that the Chachamim prohibited using these sandals with these nails on the bottom because of a tragic event. There was a group of people that were wearing these sandals when they were once gathered in a cave to hide from enemies. When they heard noises from above, they panicked, fearing that they had been discovered. They ran to escape, and in the stampede that followed, many were killed because of the nails in their shoes. Therefore, to prevent similar tragedies, the Chacham prohibited wearing these sandals outside on days when people are gathered together, such as a Shabbos or a Yom Tov. So because it can't be worn on Yom Tov, you can't send it as a present on Yom Tov. Similarly, velo min al she'eno tofer, and similarly, you can't send shoes whose leather pieces were not yet stitched together because they are also not wearable. As the Bartender says, even if the pieces are temporarily attached with small wooden pegs, the shoe is not considered usable on Yom Tov and may therefore not be sent. Rabbi Huda adds something, another type of shoe that can't be sent. Rabbi Huda says, aflo min alavon. You also can't send the white shoes, meaning leather shoes that have not yet been blackened, b'bnei she'tzarech uman, because they need a professional craftsperson to blacken them before they are worn, and so one would not wear them on Yom Tov when blackening is not allowed to be done. And the Mishnah concludes by telling us, Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule, Kol Shenei Osin Bo B'Yom Tov Mishalchen Oso, then any item that is fit to be used on Yom Tov may be sent as a gift on Yom Tov, and anything that you can use on Yom Tov, you certainly would not be allowed to send as a gift on Yom Tov. Continuing now with Barak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Now, when Yom Tov falls on a Friday, you're allowed to cook that day for the next day, which is Shabbos. The Chacham, however, prohibited cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, unless one began cooking for it before Yom Tov. Our Mishnah is going to discuss this rabbinic prohibition on the way around it, as I'm sure perhaps some of us know, the concept of Erev Tavshilin. Says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos Lo Yivash Lo Betchila Mi Yom Tov La Shabbos. The Chachamim decreed that when Yom Tov falls on a Friday, you're not allowed to begin cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Aval mevash lehu le Yom Tov v'him hosir hosir le Shabbos. Rather, he can cook only what he actually needs for Yom Tov, and if he left over any food for any Yom Tov food, he may use what is left over for Shabbos. Now, although the Chachamim prohibited cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, they also ruled that if one begins cooking for Shabbos before Yom Tov, then he may continue cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. This allowed them to institute the following procedure to allow people to cook for Shabbos when it's still Yom Tov. It says the Mishnah Va'osa Tavshel Me'erev Yom Tov V'Somech Alav L'Shabbos, that you may prepare a cooked dish before Yom Tov for Shabbos and rely on it to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's that since he began preparing the food before Yom Tov for Shabbos, the Chacham allowed him to continue doing so on Yom Tov itself, and this again is referred to as Erev Taf Shilim, which literally means combining two dishes. It is given this name, as the arrive, it points out in Hilchas Yom Tov, because it literally allows a person to cook a combination of dishes on Yom Tov, some for the Yom Tov, and some for Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnahs, we learn a machlokas, but how many cooked dishes are needed for the Erev Tavshilin? Beishame Omrim Shnei Tavshilin. Beishame says that you need two cooked dishes for Erev Tavshilin, since at least two cooked foods are usually eaten at a Shabbos table, at a Shabbos meal. A person cannot be viewed as having started to prepare for Shabbos unless he cooks at least two dishes. Uveis Hillel Omrim Tavshil Echad. Beis Hillel says, no, one cooked dish is enough, because sometimes you're only going to have one cooked dish at a Shabbos meal. And everyone, even Beshama, would agree that fish broiled with an egg on top is considered two cooked dishes, and when it comes to an Erev Tavshilin, even though they are cooked together. The Mishnah concludes by discussing problems that may arise with food that was cooked for an Erev Tavshilin, says the Mishnah. Acholo o she'avad. If the Erev Tavshilin was either eaten or lost before one actually started cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, lo yivash lo lav betchila. We are not allowed to rely on that cooked food to begin cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. V'imshiyan mimena kol she'o. However, if some of it remained, even a little bit, so michalav the Shabbos, and you may rely on that for cooking on Yom Tov for the following day for Shabbos. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Yud listed the various items that Beis Hillel would agree is allowed to be sent as gifts on Yom Tov. You can send clothing, he said, whether they're pieces of material that are sewn together and keep it worn as clothing, whether it's pieces that can be used to cover a person. You can even send something that has kilayim, that is shatnez, wool and linen together, as long as it's something that's allowed to be used on Yom Tov itself. And again, it has to be stiff, so that it's not providing any warmth, and so on. Then the Mishnah said that even according to Beis Hillel, you can't send a sandal hamasuma, this nailed shoe that was not allowed to be worn on Shabbos. You can't send a shoe whose leather pieces were not yet stitched together, they're not wearable as well, because again, anything that's not Latzora Chamor, they can't be used on Yom Tov, can't be sent as a present on Yom Tov itself. Rabbi Yehuda added that you also can't send white shoes, meaning leather shoes that have not yet been blackened, also they need someone, a tanner, an uman, a craft person to fix them before they are worn, and there too, they wouldn't therefore be serving any purpose on Yom Tov itself. And again, the Mishnah concluded by telling us that any item that is fit to be used may be sent as a gift on Yom Tov, and anything that isn't fit to be used on Yom Tov cannot be sent as a gift on Yom Tov. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph taught us that the Chachamim decreed that when Yom Tov falls on a Friday, you're not allowed to begin cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. But the Mishnah taught us about a concept called Erev Tavshilin, which is that if you start cooking before Yom Tov for Shabbos, then that is sufficient as long as you have the cooked food or foods, as we'll say the machlokas, how many, but the cooked food, for as long as it's still around and still in existence for Shabbos itself, then that can be your allowance for cooking on Yom Tov for the following Shabbos. Beis Shammai says you need two cooked food. Beis Hillel says you need one cooked food. Even Beis Shammai says that the fish broiled with an egg on top is considered two cooked foods when it comes to Erev Taf Shilin. Then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that if the Erev Taf Shilin was either eaten or lost, then you can't cook at all on Yom Tov for Shabbos. But if even the smallest amount is left over, then the Erev Taf Shilin is still in existence, and you still, under those circumstances, would be allowed to cook on Yom Tov for the following Shabbos. Have a great day.